My name is Greta Brown and I'm living in Clonroche for the last 54 years, so now I'm looked on as a native. As far as I'm concerned, St. Bridget was born in Monaster Evan, and that's what we are told about her. To me, she's one of the most remarkable women in Irish history. And she's one of the three saints, national saints, that we know about, the other two being Columbkill and Patrick. But Bridget is the most important one to me. We know that churches, schools, monasteries were all named after her. But really, we have no record of her lifetime. That was written about 150 years after her death. Bridget's name derives from a word meaning valour, but I don't think Bridget, she was born with the name Bridget. This is just a sort of an anglicised version of it. She was born to a nobleman of royal birth who purchased her mother, we have her name too, but I can't pronounce it, as a slave or a bondswoman. Bridget belonged to the tribe called Lagan, who occupied most of Leinster, but they stayed out of Westmeath, Meath, Offaly, and Leash. By the time of her birth, circa in the 5th century, 450, there was considerable number of Christians anyway in Ireland. Bridget, we are told, was born as a pagan goddess, but eventually became Christianised. Her main seat was in Kildare. All accounts of her were written hundreds of years after her death. She was known as a person of great charity, and miracles were attached to her name. She's venerated in pagan Ireland. By the time of Bridget's death, paganism was gone anyway. It is said she was about 75 or 80 at the time of her death, and she was referred to at that time as St. Bridget, Abbot of Kildare. As far as folklore is concerned, we know that we are told that she was fed with milk from a white red-eared cow, and that cow came from the other world. The other world means the pagan world. We are told also that sun rays supported her wet cloak. Fire constantly was lit, and it was supposed to never go out, and no ashes came for it. And after the 20th day in January came the first day of February. And then we are told that this is the night of Bridget. The 1st of February corresponds with Imbolc, one of the great feasts of the pagan year. And that's how I think that she is venerated at this time. She just picked up where the pagan symbolism left off. If you pray to her, the cattle, horses and sheep are kept healthy and fertile. That was one of her miracles. She helped the poor, and she gave them food and goods. And when her stores ran out, they were replenished overnight. It is said that flames rose from her head at times when she was healing the sick. She was looked upon as head of all the churches in Ireland at that time, and she also referred to as Bridget the Bishop because she carried a staff or a crozier. Saint Bridget and her death Saint Bridget on her death cast off her burden of flesh and followed the Lamb of God and into the heavenly mansion, having fallen asleep on the first day of the month of February. Now this is where the Lamb of God comes in. The Lamb of God is associated with the death of children and of purity. And you often see it on the headstones in the old graveyards, but it is on the headstones of elderly people as well. As far as spring came, and spring for me is the 1st of February, March and April. It came as a new life, fertility to the fields and to the stock. And that's where we have the fertility pillars, around pillars going into the fields. That's why they were called fertility pillars. They were never square. And they brought, from the pagans as well, they brought fertility to the land and to the crops and to the animals. And the Lamb of God in the graveyard, as I said, is mostly over children's grave. And we all know the poem, All in the April Evenings, We Thought on the Lamb of God. St. Bridget's white cloak and a cloth could be kept in the house, and that brought safety and health into the house. She was associated with bees, and bees come from the pagans as well, because if you had bees, they kept you healthy, they cured your cuts and bruises. And everything else. There's great, great power in bees. Dandelions, and they appear on the 1st of February. They have a little milky, watery thing comes from them. And they are really, really great for giving nourishment to lambs. And that's it. Cows were, there was plenty of milk in cows from the 1st of February. But the old legend says that coming up to Christmas time, the milk rose up into the horns of the cows and didn't come down until the first day of February. But that's just an old legend. A brindle cow is a lucky cow, and if you give the milk from that brindle cow to the first poor person that is met on the road or calls into you, that's supposed to give you luck or your family for the year. St. Bridget's girdle is made of straw, just like the cross. And that was to ward off illness and bring blessings on the houses. It was also, if there was cattle, horses, sheep, pigs, anything, any animal sick, it was just wound around the animal's neck. And that's supposed to have helped the animals in every way that it could. Now we come to Holy Wells. And the Holy Wells in Wexford are dedicated to St. Bridget. The two famous ones are in Terrarath, south of the county, and in Artraman in Castlebridge. In the Holy Wells especially, there's cures for the eyes associated with this well. How you get the cure is you walk clockwise around the well, leaving objects at the well while asking St. Bridget for help and many other things. The main place names in Wexford are Brideswell in Mullranken, Kilbride in Ballyhusgard, and there's a Kilbride in Dunbrody as well, and Bride Street in Wexford. And that's as much now, I think, John, that I know of St. Bridget.